Hi, I'm Tyson, and this is True Stories with Dad. Today's true story is The Real Dracula. When you think of the name Dracula, what comes to mind? Most people would say a vampire. Now, whether that's from Hotel Transylvania, or from books, or other movies, or TV shows, almost everyone knows that Dracula is a vampire. So let me be clear, there are no such things as vampires. However, this is a true story about the name Dracula and where it came from and why we think of vampires when we think of the name Dracula. In 1897, so well over 100 years ago, someone named Bram Stoker wrote a fictional book. Now, fiction means it's made up, so it's not real. And he called his book Dracula, and it was about a vampire. And that book is so famous that it still gets read all the time today. It's been turned into a lot of movies, and even TV shows and other books have become part of Dracula's story because of Bram Stoker's original book called Dracula. So if you go back far enough in history, like 600 years, you might run into a guy named Vlad. And Vlad had a son, and his name was also Vlad. So to avoid confusion, I'm going to call the dad Vlad II, and I'm going to call the son Vlad III. Now, when Vlad III was born, his dad was part of a knightly order. That means his dad was like royalty, a knight. And the order was called the Order of the Dragon. Now, in Romania, where they lived, which is in Eastern Europe, the word for dragon is Dracul. Okay, does that sound familiar? So, he was Vlad of Dracul. And his son was Dracula's son, right? So, he was Vlad Dracula. Because they add the A to let people know that he was the son of the original Dracul, okay? So we now have Vlad II as Dracul and Vlad III as Vlad Dracula. When Vlad Dracula, or Vlad III, the son, was just 12 years old, he and his brother and his dad went on a trip to visit a sultan or a king in Turkey. Turkey is a country also in Eastern Europe. And when they got there, it was a trap. And the Sultan actually arrested Vlad II, Vlad III, and Vlad's brother. And he put them in prison. And after a while, Vlad II, the dad, he was able to negotiate or work out a deal to be able to be released. And the Sultan said, okay, yeah, you can leave as long as you keep your sons here. So that way we know that you won't do anything to hurt Turkey, or the Ottoman Empire, as it was called. So Vlad Dracula, or Vlad III, and his brother stayed in Turkey, imprisoned or held in captivity, while their dad was set free. Now, I say they were imprisoned, but that's not necessarily true. In fact, Vlad and his brother were treated pretty well. They were taught science, horse riding, how to be soldiers, and Vlad's brother actually kind of didn't mind where he was at in life. He didn't mind being part of Turkey. He actually went onto the Turkish side of a war and was like, oh yeah, these guys taught me everything I know, and was happy to be a part of that. Whereas Vlad, although he wasn't upset about learning all these new things, he still did not like the fact that he was a captive or was not allowed to leave whenever he wanted. And so because of that, he started to really dislike the Turks or people from Turkey. 6 years or so after Vlad III was taken hostage by the Turks, he found out that his dad had been killed by his own people in Romania. And so Vlad decided to lead an army. Now, this was a Turkish army, so this were people from the country of Turkey. Remember, the people that he didn't necessarily like a lot, but he knew that they had resources. That means he knew that they could help him. So he took them with him to take over the land of Wallachia, which is where he was from, to try to get back the nobility of his family. So although his dad had been kicked out of nobility and was now dead, he wanted to get that back for his family's name. And he was successful. He was able to take over the land and was made a regent or a ruler. But that only lasted for 2 months before the rightful ruler came back with an army of his own and beat Vlad III out. And you know what? For the next few years, no one really knows what Vlad III did after he lost that seat as a ruler. We do know that Vlad Dracula had completely switched sides in this war after his time as regent in that area. So now he knew that he had used the Turks to help him take over that area, but now he was done with them. He no longer wanted to fight with them or use their resources. Instead, he wanted to fight against them. So after several years, Vlad III, Vlad Dracula, was promoted to the exact same position in nobility that his father had, and that was in 1456. So he now had power and control over a certain area in Romania. Now he knew that the nobles in that area were the ones that were responsible for killing his dad, and they actually killed his half-brother as well. And so he still had problems with the very people he was supposed to be friends with. So one day he made a plan, and he invited all these nobles over to his palace for a great feast. And as they came in, he talked to them, and he knew that they were going to challenge his authority because he knew that they still did not like him or his family or his dead dad. So he waited for them to get contentious or to fight with him about what he can and can't do. And when that happened, he ordered his guards and soldiers to kill all of the nobles. And after they were done, they would take those nobles' bodies, and some of them were still alive as well, and they would put them on pikes. Now, a pike is like a giant toothpick, we'll say. And so it's a big spike. And Vlad Dracula left all these people's bodies poked on these sticks, just kind of hanging above the ground. Isn't that gross? But that's what earned Vlad Dracula his more famous name of Vlad the Impaler. So to impale someone means to poke someone through. And I don't know if you've seen Frozen or not, but there's a part when Olaf gets impaled by an icicle and he says, "Oh, look, I've been impaled." And that's kind of what Vlad the Dracula did with living people. So that's only one example of some of the really gross and monstrous things that Vlad Dracula did during this war. And that's why people kind of remember him today as a monster, because he was just bloodthirsty at times. That means that he just wanted a lot of people to die. And that's not right. And so that's why people kind of feared him and people recognized him as a bad guy. And that's what inspired Bram Stoker to write his novel, his book, about Dracula. And he took the name Dracula because of two reasons. One, because of how monstrous Vlad Dracula was in real life. And also because the word Dracul means devil in Romanian. So he liked the name Dracula because of what it meant and because of how it sounded. Now, as a last note, you may be thinking, Tyson, you didn't even bring up Transylvania once. Well, the truth is, we're not really sure if Vlad Dracula ever spent time in Transylvania. Now, there is a castle in Transylvania that's up high in the hills, and it's really spooky looking, and a lot of tourists or people from outside of Transylvania go to visit that castle, and it's actually called Dracula's Castle. But there's no proof that Dracula ever lived there, and so they kind of hype that up as a spooky place to visit, thinking that maybe this is where Vlad Dracula actually lived, but we don't really know. In fact, there are no signs to say that he did live there. So while vampires are not real, Dracula's name lives on thanks in part to Bram Stoker and his book called Dracula, as well as the name Vlad the Impaler lives on because of the real Dracula and the monstrosities and the terrible things that he did during his life. And that's the true story of the real Dracula.